This is a CBC podcast. Money. It shapes our world and motivates our actions. Greenback or Loonie, the Current's new season-long series, Project Money, follows the cash and explores what the mighty buck means to all of us. Go to cbc.ca/thecurrent for more.
Completed in 1976, Toronto's CN Tower is without question one of Canada's most iconic and impressive wonders of civil engineering. Besides serving as a hub of telecommunications, the tower also welcomes thousands of visitors every year who come to enjoy the many unique entertainment attractions. Well, tower officials are very excited to announce the addition of a new attraction this year that they believe will have visitors lining up to experience. The attraction is called Sky Camp. And to tell us a little bit more about what that is, we're joined on the line by a spokesperson for the CN Tower, Mr. Wesley Childress. Hello, Mr. Childress.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Thank you.
Tell us, what exactly is Sky Camp?
Right. Obviously, when you hear the name Sky Camp, it gives you the thought of a camp close to the sky, and that is what this is. This is a unique outdoor camping experience set atop our pod, our main pod on the CN Tower.
Okay, so tell us exactly how this would work. It doesn't sound like it's for the faint of heart.
No, it's certainly not. Although, what you might find interesting is that no prior camping experience is necessary. But basically, it is exactly as it suggests. We will have 10 designated camp spots spread out over 6,000 square feet of roof space on the main pod. And these sites will be much like you would find in a provincial or national campsite. They are tent-only sites, obviously. There would be no way of getting a trailer there. But these sites each have designated picnic tables, fire pits with grills. We will have potable water up there as well as cold water sinks. No hot showers. Sorry. but the good news is if you do need hot water, you go into the main pod. Into the public restroom, and you've got hot water.
I'm sorry, so you said that there's barbecue pits, fire pits?
Yes, fire pits with grills.
Okay, so would you have to bring your own wood then?
Yes, that's one of the things that you do have to bring is wood.
Okay.
And it needs to be pre-cut, because we it's more of a safety thing, but we don't really want any axes on top of the main pod.
No axes, but fires are okay.
Yes.
Now, why did the CN Tower decide to add this attraction? I mean, you're
right.
Already quite an impressive facility with all the attractions that you do have. Why add this?
Well, right. Obviously, originally, when the CN Tower was constructed, it was at the time the tallest freestanding structure in the world. But jump to 2010, and then that title was taken from us. And it forced us to think of, well, now why would people want to come and simply see a tall tower if it's not the world's tallest? And so it caused us to think outside the box about, well, what can we still offer visitors? And that's what led us to things like the glass floor. We also boast the world's longest metal staircase. And this is the highest urban camp space in the world. Obviously, it's not as high as camping in the Canadian Rockies, but that's not in an urban setting.
I guess one of the things that I think about when I go camping is all the things that are in and around, the campsite for my family to experience. What other things will there be for people to do once they're up there at the campsite?
There will be nature walks that are being set up. There's not a lot of nature specifically on the roof of the main pod, but as our guides, guide the campers down the stairs and then out onto Front Street, there's a little bit more of an interactive natural setting there. And we're trying to figure out a fishing setup, being so close to Lake Ontario, and that's a bountiful Great Lake of fish. We're trying to figure out, well, now how could we, from that vantage point with the use of some cabling, how could we fish? And I think we're getting close.
Well, I want to thank you for being on the program, Mr. Childress. It certainly sounds like a fun experience, and should I be in Toronto, I would love to take part in it someday.
Well, thank you so much for the time. Certainly appreciate it. And I do want to remind Canadians that we are also open for winter camping.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.